Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Our new devotional today is called, Is Your House in Order? The verse is from Luke 11:25. When it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Our memory verse of the week is Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Remember that tomorrow and Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm gonna be sending out the new monthly Bible prayer and the new monthly Bible challenge. This month's May's theme is faith. So each verse has something to do with faith. Also, if you want to have those sent to you, please make sure you email me. You can email me, message me, and say, hey, I would like these sent to my Facebook, or I would like these sent to my email, or hey, can you copy me out a calendar and send it to me? I can do that as well. All this is free of charge. If you want anointing oil, anointing cloths, please make sure you message me. I would do that as well. They're free of charge. Also, if you like devotional sent to you, you can have it sent to you by email. You can have the website sent to you if you do want that. You go into the link tree. Link that's on my bio. Click the first link on top. And when you do this, towards the middle of the page is something that's called subscription or subscribe. You can click it and you put your name, email, it will send off like that. Or you can email me and say, hey, can you sign me up? I have 200 people on the email or more at 500 in the texting group. So I'm not accepting anymore in the texting group, and the email, you can fill that up if you like. But remember, anytime you message me, because there's a chat box on the website, give me time to answer and I will answer you. If you want to talk about a verse that you've seen, the devotional of the day, a verse that you're stuck on, a prayer, anything like that, you can message me. I will message you back. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us through, Father God. We ask you to be with us this week as we start this week, Father God. This week could be long. It could be easy. It could be hard. But Father God, you know. And we ask you, Father God, as we go through this week, that you be with us, that you cover us in your blood, Father God, that you give us knowledge of your word for us to apply to our lives, Father God, that you help us apply the word to our lives and hear you when you speak, Father God. Father God, help us not to ignore what you have going on in our lives, Father God. Help us to understand what you're trying to do. Help us to understand your will for our lives. Father God, we ask you right now, if there's anything in our lives that we're doing that's not of you, we ask you to remove it. Father God, we ask you to help us to stay focused on you. We ask you to help us to be patient and kind with one another, love one another, Father God. Help us to love like we would want ourselves to be loved, Father God. Help when we go on these jobs that we understand what we're dealing, you know, understand other people have other things that they're dealing with, Father God, and that we're kind and compassionate towards people, Father God. Father God, help while we're at work that we actually work, Father God. And Father God, help us ignore people that likes to taunt us and bother us and abuse us and say ugly things to us. Help us to ignore them and pray for the spirit that they're told. Father God, rebuke that taunting spirit. Rebuke that aggravating spirit. Rebuke the confusion that could be on our jobs right now, Father God. We send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, rebuke the spirit of rejection, disappointment, gluttony, lust, perversion, any other spirit that I might have forgot, Father God, we ask you to rebuke it right now. Father God, we ask you to rebuke the suicide spirit, the depression, anxiety spirit. Father God, we ask you to send those spirits back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to help us to operate in peace, Father God. Help us not to operate in chaos. Help us not allow the enemy to use our lives, Father God, but help our lives to be used as a beacon and help us to identify as you being in us and children of God. Help us to move like that and move the way you want us to. Father God, help us not to offend the Holy Spirit. If we offended the Holy Spirit anyway, Father God, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to help us not to offend the Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask you to help us to walk in the light. Help us deny our flesh. Father God, your word said any way to be a disciple of you is to deny our flesh and pick up our cross daily. Father God, we ask you right now to help us pick up our cross. Father God, help us take a deeper meaning in learning the word of God. Father God, help us not to be so inclined to just read and do it out of routine and do it because we need to, but do it because we have to, because we need you. We need you to survive, Father God. We need to rely on you. So, Father God, as we're going through, as we dealing with different situations, Father God, help us to cast our cares upon you. Father God, help us to use you as a fortified city or a fortified tower that we can run to, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you this evening. We thank you tonight. Wherever time we're praying, we just thank you. Father God, we ask you to watch over people that are hungry. Watch over people that are dealing with different things and different aspects of life. And they don't know how to deal with it, Father God. So they do it. They live in any kind of manner or way, living in darkness, Father God. We ask you right now to lead them to a church home that they can go to, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over people that we prayed for last week that's dealing with trauma, substance abuse, PTSD, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over people that have social phobias, ADHD, autism, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to touch those people in a mighty way, Father God. We ask you to heal them, Father God. People dealing with Parkinson's and dementia and delusional disorder, Father God, touch them right now, Father. Anyone dealing with a mental problem, Father God, touch them in a mighty way. Anyone dealing with runny noses, eye irritation, hives, wheezing, lightheadedness, bladder cancer, COVID, swine flu, the regular flu, Father God. We ask you to touch these sicknesses, Father God. Touch these sicknesses, disease, Father God. We ask you to remove it off of them right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you to put them in the right place, Father God, with the right doctor, Father God. Father God, if they need to expect a miracle from you, Father God, help them understand it. Father God, if they need to go to the doctor, Father God, send them to the right doctor, Father God. Father God, it's people that's in the hospital right now. They don't know what's wrong with them, but Father God, you do. We ask you to touch them right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over the lonely, Father God, and the newly single, Father God. Help them to stay single until you send them the right person, Father God. Watch over people that are married, Father God. Help them to communicate the way they're supposed to, Father God. Help watch over the people that's newly divorced, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to watch over every family that's struggling. The Jackson family, the Dawson family, the Harvey family, the Russ family, the Keith family. Father God, we ask you to watch over the Lee family, the Sherrod family, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over the Massey family, Father God. We ask you to touch these people in your name, Father God. We ask you to watch over the Carter family. Anything that's going on in these families, Father God, that shouldn't be, Father God, we break it. All generational curses, we send back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you right now in the authority that you give us, Father God, rebuke any spirit that's coming up against them, Father God. Give them strength and peace in their homes right now, Father God. Cover them in your blood right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over the civil service of the communities, Father God. Help them to be able to stay strong, Father God. Help them to stay focused, Father God. Help them to do what they're supposed to do, Father God. Watch over the people that works at Sam's Club and Walgreens and CVS and Petco and PetSmart and all these other places, Father God. Help them be able to deal with people that are irritated, Father God. Some people are so irritated, they want to put their hands on folks, Father God. But Father God, watch over your people as they go to work, Father God. Help them not to be able to be in fear about going to work and dealing with people that are hard on them, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Father God, I ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Help them to ignore the spirit that people are toting, Father God, and pray for each person, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, watch over anyone that don't know you, Father God. Anyone that's heading straight to hell, Father God. If it's me or anyone else that's listening, Father God, help us change our ways, Father God. Help us not to see hell, Father God. Help us not to go to the outer darkness, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to cover these folks in your blood, Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Help them to seek you first for the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to them, Father God. Father God, help them to walk in the light, Father God, and not in darkness, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Give me just a second to get to our prayer of the month. Sorry I didn't have this pulled up. Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life. Lord, let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all my increase. Lord, please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things, words out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me in your holy fire. Lord, take every authority, every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse. In the name of Jesus, you have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to watch over people. To pray for, make sure you read Proverbs 29. So sorry about this, y'all. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, with and discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for people that are needing water, global warming, and Ebola. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.